Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities, good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and it was, as predicted. We thought it might eventually have an update because we had four down days, even though the last two have been very small. But we finished up today 28 points at 5,300 exactly.
You'd love that, 5,300. The Gremlins are at work for a Friday.
Oh, they were. They're definitely working. They excel themselves in the banking sector too, because the four major banks, they make up, what, 30% of the index. They fluctuate violently around on a daily basis. They finished all four banks 5 cents or less. Up five, up four, up five, and up 1 cent.
So basically, so what, there just wasn't too much interest in the market today? You reckon everybody just glanced away?
Well, the funny thing is, I did remark to one of my colleagues that normally when it's this quiet just prior to a long weekend, you could blame the long weekend activity, but that isn't happening, so that isn't the case. And in fact, it's only a public holiday, I believe, in the ACT and Perth.
That's right. So the market's actually open on Monday, isn't it, Kevin? You'll be going to work.
I'm just shaking my head and going, please, if ever I needed a three-day break, it was this weekend.
Hold on, you had Easter just last weekend, wasn't it, or the weekend before? So you had 4 days off. You're all right.
I managed to survive that, but now this week's it's worn me apart this week.
Yes, your head is still spinning, isn't it?
It is still spinning, and as I said, I'm early in the week. I'm trying to take a week-by-week situation, a longer-term point of view. But, boy, the news is so conflicting and the price action so conflicting, it's hard to really work it out. Like yesterday, for example, what did we say? Iron ore prices were down. Mm-hmm. Iron ore stocks were down. Back up today. BHP up 79, back over $30. Rio up $1.27, over $87 at the moment. And Fortescue, where did I see them? They're on my little page here. They're up $38 to $11.45. That's what happened. They all rebounded.
Wow. Yeah.
The gold shares were all steady. They sort of held their ground all day. Gold price is going well, $17.25, which works out to be $27.16, which is a very good price, I've got to say, with the Aussie dollar back around 63.5. So that was the news there. Most other stocks were pretty flat for the day. I was quite surprised. Looking through the percentage one, some of the oil stocks are rebounding, but they've got a very low base to come off there. Flight Centre the same. So not really anything dramatic, I can tell you. I'm just happy the week's over, and every day that it's over, we're a day closer to some sense of real business. So let's hope that can be the case. Look forward. Now, what's happening tomorrow morning? Because I've caught up on this today. What are we doing tomorrow morning? I suppose you've covered it in the last 3 hours of your program. But 6 a.m., do I tune into 6 p.m.?
Spot on, Kevin. You'll hear everything with Millsy tomorrow morning, and you'll hear the last post and the like. And I don't know about you, but I'll be standing at the end of my driveway or on a balcony if you're in an apartment, and lighting a candle and listening into the last post and the like, and you'll hear absolutely everything you need right here on 882 6PR.
I look forward to that. Thank you.